Nationally, about 2 out of every 10 Latinx adults have received an associate's degree or higher, as opposed to nearly 4 out of 10 adults within the general population. Educational misunderstandings, language, and lack of seeking help are just some factors that play into that narrative. Our bilingual student reporter Andrew Mendez has been looking into the obstacles facing Latinx students on the local level and shared his findings with Michelle Billman, KUNR's news director.
Andrew, college retention for Latinx people is a problem nationally. How do students on a local level compare?
When we look at a national level, like 2.2 out of every 10 Latinx adults have received an associate's degree or higher, as opposed to like a national average of 3.9 out of 10 adults. And that's just within the general population. That's according to a report by Excelencia in Education. And for those that don't know, Excelencia in Education is an organization working to advance Latinx students in higher education. When looking at UNR specifically, the university collects data on first-year incoming freshmen, but institutions across the country really gather data in different ways, so there really isn't a clear picture of how many Latinx students are being retained overall. For the 2017-2018 academic year, the most recent year with available data at UNR, just under 77% of first-year Latinx students were retained compared to more than 81% of their white peers.
Andrew, throughout your reporting process, I mean, what did you learn regarding what institutions of higher education can and should do in order to improve retention rates for Latinx students?
Through my reporting, I had to talk to a lot of national officials on the topic, and one of them was Deborah Santiago, who's the CEO and co-founder of Excelencia in Education. And through the conversation, she really emphasized how institutions really have to have inclusive and intentional conversations on the issues Latinx students face in higher education. And that had to be done on all levels, all the way up from administration down to students. And with students, it was really about providing a space for them in order to talk about the issues, in order to better serve the Latinx population. And this is a bit of what she had to say on the topic.
Many institutions talk about serving all students. That's a wonderful aspiration, but if we were truly serving all students, we wouldn't see gaps in educational attainment and access and opportunity. So I think institutions have to take on more explicit and assertive strategies to make sure that they are including Latinos in their efforts and strategies.
Yeah, Deborah Santiago really seemed to emphasize the importance of having specific strategies in place to engage and support Latinx students. What are you finding in terms of efforts that are underway at the University of Nevada, Reno specifically that are meant to support these students?
Through my reporting and the research that I've done, there are two key things the university has implemented. One of them is going ahead and establishing an HSI task force and going ahead and reaching HSI status.
Let's stop there. What does HSI stand for?
HSI refers to Hispanic Serving Institute, and that's a status achieved when universities get 25% of its students being Latinx or Hispanic as the federal government establishes it.
Okay. And what's required to achieve that status beyond the enrollment numbers? What does the university have to be doing?
The university has to have a task force in place in order to go ahead and make sure that there are programs geared to serving Hispanic students on campus. And a lot of it, again, goes with outreach, goes with the retention of students on campus and proving that they will have that 25% successfully going on. And the second key thing that we can see the university has done is actually the reestablishment of the Latino Research Center at the university. The former director and the assistant director left about a year and a half ago, due to reasons of not feeling supported on campus.
And they voiced that pretty directly, actually. KUNR reported on that when that was occurring, and there were some public documents shared expressing those emotions, at least from the assistant director.
That's correct. And despite that, back in January of 2019, Juan Diego Sarasua, who's the current coordinator of the Latino Research Center, took it upon himself, along with the university, to restart the Latino Research Center. And the LRC really serves as a place for Latinx-focused research and a hub for Latinx-focused conversations. And recently, they hired Dr. Julie Lucero as a new director for the institute.
One other thing happening at UNR is that the school is actually holding new student orientations in Spanish and has been doing that for the past couple of years. What has the impact of that been so far? What do we know?
Again, through my reporting, I talked with officials, and one of them was Sandra Mitrovich, who was the former coordinator of outreach and retention for the Center Every Student, Every Story, which is a diversity initiative at the University of Nevada, Reno. And then through talking with her, she really emphasized about 6.5 years ago, new student orientations in Spanish were not a thing. And when they started being implemented, she saw a huge change with how the university reached out to students and how students reached out to the university and how parents also felt reaching out to the university. So this is a bit of what she had to say as well on it.
The families that engage in that Spanish orientation, that is humongous because they are actually able to have more families come in and feel comfortable getting the information where their students are going to go to school. That's important. And then they feel as though they can reach out to the institution and that the institution is saying, hey, we know that there's a potential barrier as it relates to language. And so we're going to do our best to make sure that that is not a barrier any longer.
Well, we'll have to leave it there for today. Andrew Mendez, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Andrew is one of KUNR's bilingual student reporters through a special partnership with Noticiero Mobile. It's a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada, and it's run by the Reynolds School of Journalism. And as a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education. And for KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.